Today we're going to speak a little bit about the Ketoides. What does the Avodas HaKetoides represent? What does the word Ketoides mean? Literally it means incense, it means spices. However, in Aramaic, the word Ketoides means connection. Like the word Kesher comes from the word Keter. Ketoides really means Kesher. Like we know the famous Lashon from Rav Shimon bar Yochai, V'chad ketirna is katarna bay, I am connected to the Eibishter with one strong kesher. In other words, the union of Ketoides is the union of a kesher. When it comes to Karbonis, it says, Adam ki yakriv karbon, Adam ki yakriv karbon la'Hashem, that a person is makriv a karbon. However, when it comes to Ketoides, it uses the term kesher. So there's a very interesting mimer, it's a Sukkos mimer, where the Rebbe explains what's the difference between Kiruv and Kesher. How come by Karbonis it uses the Lashon Kiruv, and by Ketoides it uses the meaning of Kesher? So in order to understand that, we have to speak a little bit Chassidish terms. When you say someone is Mekuruv to Chabad, and when you say someone's mikusher to the Rebbe, what's the difference in the word mikuriv and mikusher? These are the two words that we have to understand, which is more in our language. A mikuriv to Chabad means somebody that likes Chabad, somebody that funds Chabad, somebody that cares about Chabad, but at the end of the day, he is not Chabad. There's Chabad, and there's the best beneficiary, the best benefactor of Chabad. Recently, there was a big Gvir Nifter. His name was Mr. Landau. He was the supporter of the Landau Yeshiva in Miami. And he was as close as he has tens of letters from the Rebbe, even by dollars the Rebbe wrote on him. He should be so proud that there's so many people walking around stamped that they were in the Landau Yeshiva. It's tremendous things. But at the end of the day, these people are mikuravim l'chabad. They could be mikuravim to the Rebbe. It means they are themselves, and there's a metzias. That metzias is very much connected to elikus. Mikusher means that it's one mamish, that you're ready to jump into the water, you're ready to go in, that's who you are. Not that you're friendly to Chabad, you are ready to, you've tied the knot, you are one, and your metzias is the same thing. And that's why the Ketoides, incense, don't make a lot of noise. Behemoth is Lebedik. Because when somebody is far away, so, and he's getting closer, he gets excited. Chassidim zayin in pnimiyim, a mekusher, you don't always see the big shows and everything, he is just ibergeben completely. His whole mitzias is the Rebbe. That's what it means, mikusher. Avoidus haktoides means avoida viskashrus. Your connection to the Eibishter, a real connection. And that's why it was on the inside, because it was quiet. It's real. That's why there is the ktoides. The ktoides, the chlal brings back a nefesh of a person. Because it's an etzem dika thing, it's an atzmius dika connection. Another very interesting thing about the Ketoides is that if you open up the Yud-Alef Samimonim, which we know that the Rebbe's minig is to count them when he says the Ton Rabban and Fidim HaKetoides, to have a count on his fingers, the Yud-Alef Samimonim of the Ketoides. In addition to that, there's the Chelbina in the Ketoides. The Gemara says that the Chelbina is a very not sweet smelling spice. And yet, if somebody is going to miss out the Chelbina, he's Chayiv Misa. L'chayra, he wants to make it better. He wants to make the Ketoides smell better. Take out the Chelbina, it smells bad. So there's a few Nekudas. First of all, your job is not to make the Eibishter look better. Your job is not to make Judaism look good. However the Eibishter decides Yiddishkeit is, that's what you do. And that's what we say in Karbonis, an amazing thing. That it says,
that if they would have put dvash, ein adam yochel lamnim b'nei recha. The law name of dvash, why don't we put in dvash? Mishatei l'anachos erchol dvash, it's a tinim en ishel Hashem. What a wonderful thing. We don't do it because it says klar in the pasuk not to do. What's going on over here? That's telling you something, an amazing thing. Sometimes you think, I have such a way to make a Kiddush Hashem, a Kiddush Hashem Lubavitch. I'm going to bring hundreds and things. I'm going to make Judaism look beautiful. I'll just bend a little bit. I'll put a little extra. I'll do a little bit different. If I do this, Ein Adam Yochalam Neirecha. I bend this little din in Shulchan Aruch. I have tens of more people. It's going to be amazing. Zokter, I don't need it. Nishateira Amra. That's it. Chol Asar v'chol Devash. We don't need your beauty. We need you to follow what I say. In other words, put the chelbin in. It's going to take away from the sense. No. A, Mishter's problem. Not your problem. You do what you were told. B, Amo, something that doesn't smell good, when it's mixed with other things, brings out the richness of the good smell. We don't always see that, but Amo, sometimes something which is not good, brings out the koiches of something which is really good. For example, you have people which are regular people, but then you have times that there's a certain challenge, and that challenge brings out by you different koiches. And Amo, you're nervous to do it or not, but Amo, you have to bring out the koiches primim, you have to bring out strong koiches in order to do it. And when you do it, it's not as hard as you thought. Amo, you have an office, I'm not sure the guy wants you, he doesn't want you, and you get thrown out, and you're not sure, and all of a sudden you do it, you walk in and everything works out, and all of a sudden you feel by yourself, hey, I have koiches I didn't know that I had. And the other constantly is pushing this inyan. This inyan is an amazing thing. And therefore, that's another thing of the Chalbana. And then the third thing is that the Eibishter is not looking the Chlal for perfect. It's wrong. The Eibishter doesn't want Ktoides, a bunch of perfect people, a world of Malachim. If you want to bring a Matana to the Eibishter, you have all types. You have to have the Chalbana there. Chalbana means you have a Nefesh Elikis, you have a Nefesh Bahamas, and you struggle, and you work hard together. That is the true nachas to the Eibishter. Because if we think we need perfect people, so the Eibishter, the Malachim, are a lot better than we are. The famous line of the Rebbe is, Ein Shleimus Ba'olam. It's a line that, especially people are holding times of Shidduchim, they're looking for the perfect person to marry, v'chulu. All the Igris of the Rebbe is the same line. Hari Ein Shleimus Ba'olam Ki'im Ba'olei Olam. The only one that's perfect is the Eibishter. And then the Eibishter always writes in the letters, I want to remind you that you shouldn't look for someone that's perfect because you may not be perfect yourself. That's what the Eibishter always puts in. The idea is that Ein Shleimus Ba'olam, not only ain't therefore it's a chesaron. Our maila is that we're not b'shleimus. This is our maila that we have chelbana. Our mile is they're able to struggle and deal with it and deal with it and deal with it. And therefore, that's another inyan of the Ktoides and the Chalbun and the Beis Hamikdash.